Welcome back to hour number two of the Intel Report. Robbie Noel sitting in for John Stadtmuller. I'm sure he is grateful that he has a few days off. Oh, my. Let's look at what happened in the financial market, shall we? There's a change of pace for you. Dow Jones Industrials ended the day down 60 points at 10,664. NASDAQ ended up down 34 points at 2,052. Wall Street is waiting for big numbers tomorrow. We'll either spell doom or gloom. Take your pick. Gold today closed off 40 cents at, up 40 cents, I should say, at 413 even. That's the spot price of gold. Silver up 3 cents at $6.58. Platinum down six at $859. We have a special going at Republic Trading. What a shock, what a surprise. This is designed for all those people who want to get gold as close, buy gold as close to the spot price as possible. And this is about the only coin that's going to help you do that. And it is a 20 franc Swiss Helvetia. It's 1/5 of an ounce. Find out what 1/5 of an ounce is. You take the price of gold at 413, divide it by 5, gives you $82.60. To buy the 1/5 ounce 20 franc Swiss Helvetia today for Republic listeners, going to cost you $87.60. If you shop and compare prices, the closest price I found to that was $92. Highest price I found was $110. So if you would like to buy some small divisible gold, these were minted between the mid-1800s and 1930. Does it qualify as a coin of rare and unusual value? Well, it's rare, but it doesn't have an unusual value to it. It is pure gold play. And if you would like to pick up some of these 20 franc pieces, you can give us a call at Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. These are small divisible units. As a matter of fact, if you look at the price, you buy 5 of them, which is equivalent to 1 ounce of gold. You're paying $435. If you're buying an American Gold Eagle today, you'd be looking at paying roughly pretty much the same price. So if you were to buy 10th-ounce American Gold Eagles, you would be paying substantially more. So on the balance of things, this is a coin without question that is close to the spot price as you're going to get a gold coin for. That number again, 800-691-7898. When we return, other stuff.
Flood your body with oxygen. Now, why would anyone want to flood their body with oxygen? Obviously, our bodies love and need oxygen. If most disease-causing microbes can't live in active oxygen, and you safely increased your tissue and fluid oxygen levels just like you were taking a supplement, what would happen? Hi, I'm Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe, and I wrote a big book about all known ways to supplement oxygen in the body. It's called Flood Your Body with Oxygen, Therapy for Our Polluted World. Get the details at OxygenHealth.com. OxygenHealth.com. You can get Flood Your Body with Oxygen at your local bookstore or order it by calling 800-247-6553. That's 800-247-6553. Thanks, and happy oxygen.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Yes, John is being captured by aliens. He sounds completely different now. His body's been invaded by a foreigner. Welcome back, my friends. Let's go straight to the phones. We got Bob in Kansas. Thanks for holding, Bob.
Hello.
How you doing, Bob? Oh,
good, Robbie. I've got a call in the line, but I'm going to ignore it. I was thinking instead of gold and silver, I thought I'd go down to the little internet cafe or Kinko's and pick out a really nice printer and print some Robbie Reserve notes or some Stadtmiller certificates, all backed by Republic Radio Network. I mean, you got gold backing you. I ought to be able to pull that off. Huh?
There's an idea.
That's no worse than the Federal Reserve, is it?
No, but the difference between us is they got a license to print.
Oh, I know. You know, I think that another metal, another couple of metals that are going to be real popular real soon is going to be lead and steel.
Oh, yes. You ain't going to get me off the lead theory.
I mean, my God, you got to... You're going to have that, too, you know.
Yep.
Or else they'll take it from you. If you got no way to protect yourself,
yep,
you might
yep
as well just start a sandwich stand for the U.N. troops out in front of your house. And you heard about that business of George Bush being deep throat, didn't you?
Oh, actually, yeah, no. What is okay? No, I haven't.
Well, they're alluding to it's possibly George Herbert Walker that was deep throat on Nixon.
Oh, okay.
If you'll remember, he was the
I thought you were going to hit me with a punchline.
Well, I could, but I always thought Deep Throat was a woman, but, you know, these Skull and Bones guys are about to do anything anyway.
Don't go there, Bob.
Nevertheless.
Enough complaints for one day.
Nevertheless, he was the ambassador to China, if you'll remember about that time.
Yeah.
See, he's been owned by the Chinese and compromised by them for years and years and years. And now look what's happening to us. China is buying most of our debt.
Right.
They stood up and said, we will no longer use the dollar as a reserve currency.
Right.
They have most of the industry of the world.
Yep.
And so we're really facing a monster. And
well, sure.
And
but that was Nixon who bridged the ties with China.
Well, right. He ordered it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he ordered it. But I think he had something else up his sleeve that the big boys didn't want, so they got him on this little thing. I think he was going to fix it so China could never get out of the hole, knowing how he thought, you know.
Oh, sure. And I mean, Nixon's problem was he ultimately was paranoid about everything. And
he had a right to be paranoid about China.
Yeah, which
but
was his undoing.
Bush was a different story, so him and his kind have been promoting them and promoting them and promoting them. Well, here they are now. They're the big boys on the block, and they don't care. They don't need the New World Order. They don't need the International Monetary Fund. They don't need anybody, really.
No, they got everything. They
and Russia can pretty well hold its own by itself, too, and they've got a non-aggression pact. We're looking at a nightmare here in a little while.
Well, that's what I said on this morning's program. There's alliances being formed. You got Condoleezza Rice running around Europe as we speak, trying to mend fences and hug old friends that became enemies, all under the guise of a unified West. At the same time, China and Russia are solidifying their relationships. China's supplying China with all kinds of weaponry and military hardware. And at the same time, they closely aligned with Iran. And there's no secret China is making inroads into South America. It owns the Panama Canal. It's got the sea route to the west taken care of with its alliance with South Africa. So there's in my opinion, it's more than likely it's what we are witnessing are two global powers vying with each other for supremacy of the world.
Well, they made that statement on 9/11. They said the United States is no longer, right after that, they said the United States is no longer the number one superpower of the world, and we are. And to prove it, since Baby Bush has been in office, why, they've had a, remember that observation plane that got, had to?
Well, we
had to pay them $11 million to get the plane out of Hawk for rent.
Yeah,
secondly,
with nothing in it, by the way.
Well, of course.
They stripped it.
I don't care. I would have took that crew. They weren't heroes to me. I would have taken them to court-martial because you're supposed to scuttle that even at the expense of your own life.
Yeah.
When you get in a situation like that, you're supposed to go down with the ship, scuttle it, destroy everything so that nobody can get their hands on it.
Yep.
Well, they didn't do that. Anyway, back to what happened after that. See, if we were the number one superpower, we could have walked right in there. It would have been an $11 million payment. We would have marched right in there and said, hey, we want our plane back. If you don't like it, we'll clean your clock.
Yep.
Well, at the end of it all, if we again being the number one superpower, we had to rent a cargo plane that was big enough. Of course, Russia has hundreds of them. Our giant one, our Starlifter, isn't big enough. So we have to go get one that's even bigger, which they have hundreds of them. And rent one from them to bring the plane home. Now, that looks to me like we're the number one stupid power, not superpower.
The level of insanity that comes out of Washington, D.C. is on a consistent basis, it just amazes me. But sure, I mean, it's the same, look, it's the same, it's that same mindset that caused the USS Cole to be attacked. Because there used to be a plan in place with all military vessels, all naval vessels, that any craft that got within 1,000 yards of the craft, if it was unidentified, would get blown out of the water. But they stepped down that alert, And the reason that these guys got a $1,000 rubber dinghy with explosives in to destroy a state-of-the-art warship with $50 million was based on the fact that the two guys in the rubber dinghy waved at the guards standing on the ship. And guess what the guards did? They waved back.
Oh, my God. Well, I know it was a bad deal, but see, that's why we shouldn't even be trying to have a war or conflict of any kind right now. Another thing on these modern weapons our government wants to use on us.
Yeah.
I think that we could not only develop countermeasures, but we can develop the same weapons and cook them and cook their little digital cameras and cook them all with nice electromagnetic pulse and microwave weapons we build. I don't see why we can't build them.
Don't tell me you're going to tell me how to make one out of a large dish satellite in a microwave oven.
Well, it's not too far away from that. You can almost. But it's not out of our realm to make EMP weapons or EMP defenses. It's not. And I think we better start concentrating on that, because the lead and steel aren't going to do much good if you're already cooked or your electronics is gone, or they can find you because the camera's little processor isn't fried. See, if they're going to make bulletproof cameras, that's fine. But if you fry the processor in them, it can't see anything anyway.
Well, you do know the intent and the theory behind the founders and the Second Amendment. I mean, the right of the people to keep and bear arms was predicated on the fact that they felt that the people should have the equivalent armaments that the government had.
In order to keep maintain a free state.
Sure.
Well,
Everything's on the table if one wants to go with the true interpretation of the Second Amendment.
Including electronic weaponry.
Including things that make big bang noises.
Yeah, and everything. I mean, I'm not, I understand that, but I would like to see somebody come up that's a little better versed at it than I am and avail the people the material they need to build such things.
Yeah.
And I'd like to see that be a great sponsor. I'm sure you get a large response. I had
we'll get a lot of attention with that one. But
I had a friend I had a friend that would build these little cheap pain inducers for about $20.
Yeah.
And you could just point at anybody and they'd end up vomiting on the ground if you left it on a minute and ran off 2 9-volt batteries.
Amazing.
Yeah, so see it's not that far out.
Oh, sure. Oh.
It's the same thing the police want to use on us.
Yep.
Well, I'll let you go.
Thanks, Bob.
Be good.
Always a pleasure. Oh, no. I can see this show is going down in the archives at some dark, dingy cell in Quantico, West Virginia. We got Renee from, I just hit a 404 there. I'm sure Paul will understand what that means, had a 404.
Having a good day, are we, Robbie?
Oh, we having so much fun.
I'm having a blast.
Hi, Renee.
Well, this thing about revisionist history.
Yeah.
The thing is, history is written by the victors of war.
Sure.
And they lie, okay? But they have control of the scribes.
Sure.
And then they get really upset when all of a sudden the truth starts bubbling up from the bottom. And then they attack these people and they go, oh, but you're a revisionist historian, as if they're evil or something. I'm for the truth, okay? I want the truth. I don't care which side. I have no allegiance to either side. I want the truth. And we historians have lied to us for so long, okay? So, I'm just hearing a bunch of stuff. It's, Da Vinci said people believe what they want to believe. And, boy, that's probably one of the truest sentences I've ever heard in my life.
You know, I'm trying to get a guest for next week. His name is Thomas Woods. He's got a book out.
Ooh, what's that?
It's called The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. We got to take a break here. Hold on, Renee. We'll be right back, and we'll take all the other calls.
Okay.
Thanks. 7:40 p.m. on April the 14th, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are on a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security, and there is a storm a-brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we're on course with a similar destiny. The question is, what are you going to do? Hop aboard our well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great tasting, dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Preparedness never made more sense than it does today. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Statman here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Welcome back to the National Intel Report. Robbie Noel sitting in for John Stadtmuller. You still there, Renee?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, Thomas Woods unfortunately wrote a book entitled The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History, where he pretty much pops all the standard bubbles that have been put through for many years, because academics, in large part, are the people who write the history books, and by and large, they lean left of center. And so there's a serious distortion of American history through the educators in the institutes of higher learning, and he pops their bubbles. And the thing is that I haven't seen such vicious attacks, and he's a very qualified man. He's got his PhD in Harvard. He's no slouch. He holds an AB, PhD. Actually, his PhD is from Columbia. He teaches American history. He's associate editor of the Latin Mass magazine, and he lives in New York City. But the point is, the attacks that have been leveled at this man from academia have been unbelievable. Now, at the same time, you've got a professor in Boulder, Colorado, by the name of Churchill, who has made obvious statements that are kind of loony in their context about September the 11th. But yet, he is he has obviously also been vilified and marginalized and browbeaten for the words he says. So there's serious stuff going on out there with anybody who has, unfortunately, the temerity to speak out on any subject. And long gone and forgotten is the theory of, I may disagree with what you say, but I will defend with my life your right to say it.
Well, that's the problem with history, okay? And that's where I learned my lesson. See, history is the easiest thing to lie about because they know we don't have a time machine to go back and check up on them.
Yep.
So it's the easiest thing to lie about. And that's why what I did, and it helped me a lot because it helps me to catch historians. I went back and read the original writings of people like Thomas Paine and Thomas Jefferson.
Sure.
And that way now, because I know their thoughts from their own mouths, from their own original words, when I hear historians, I can pretty well tell because I understand these people's thinking, I can catch them at it, okay, and I know they're lying.
Well, the biggest myth, as you well know, is, and if you had to do a survey, I'd guarantee you 70% of the population would say somewhere in the Constitution there's a separation of church and state.
Well, no, that's absolutely not in the Constitution. That was in a letter.
But
was in a letter from Jefferson to the Baptist of the time.
But they will argue with you that, yeah, there's separation of church and state somewhere in the Constitution, which means they've never read the Constitution.
Absolutely. But what they also, a lot of the people who are religious don't want to admit also that the Constitution is a secular document.
Well, absolutely.
It's a secular document, and, you know, they don't want to go there. And like I say, because I've read on this, and so I know, so it's kind of hard to BS me. So because and I can't recommend this enough, is to read the writings of Jefferson and Paine yourself. And then, like I say, when people, you know, say these things, you can catch them at it. You know, and I can't say enough about this because I think a lot of people would be shocked to realize that what they have been taught versus what is reality of what these men felt and stood for and said is very, very different.
Sure. I mean, I was amazed when I found out that Lincoln, when he freed the slaves for a specific purpose, and that was to send them back to Africa.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Oh, that's a fact. Tom DeLorenzo, who's written the quintessential biography on Lincoln, documents Lincoln calling various black leaders into the White House and telling them categorically, look, the fact is we are different peoples with different culture. And to try and for us to live harmoniously together is going to be tough. And the reason for him freeing the slaves was to send them back to Liberia.
So now, I wouldn't be surprised. It's like, because the thing is, the truth is leaking out. So much that we have been told by our leaders, both civil as well as ecclesiastical, has been one lie after another. They've lied to us about our religion. They've lied to us about our history. They've lied to us about law. It's like the lies just don't end.
Sure. Well, yeah, I mean, you bring up a good point there. But, you know, we're dealing with generations of misinformation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been systematic for a long time.
Well, that's just it. I make jokes. It's like when it comes to digging through the BS of what we have been told, I had to give up my shovel for a backhoe. And then I had to give up the backhoe for a front loader. And now I'm thinking I need to go to one of those coal mining places to get one of the, like, land movers.
Love you, Randy.
That's how big the lie is.
Thank you so much. We'll take a short break. John from Vegas, we'll get to you after the break. Thanks for holding.
You're listening. listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for RBN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
You want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Welcome back, my friends. Robbie Noel, sitting in for John Stadtmiller. Bet you he's happy he's not behind the hot seat today. John from Vegas, thanks for holding, brother.
It's good to hear you. I like hearing your well-reasoned thoughts and everything. The one thing I have to say is, while I was waiting, I wanted to say something about the young guy that called in. I don't remember his name, but...
All from Texas.
The one thing that we have to remember is, and it's something Jack brought up while you were on the air yesterday, we can't sit there and start bitching at each other. We can't get off track. We have to stay on message. And we can't go out there and allow somebody who's a provocateur to ruin what Republic and Alex and all the people in the truth movement are about. But at the same time, while I was waiting on hold, I heard this guy talking about making our own radio or whatever type thing. No, absolutely not. That is not what we're about. We're about having the Constitution abided by, not only by us, but by the people who are supposed to be in charge of taking care of it. And we, just as much as they are in charge of taking care of it. We can't go out there and have ludicrous statements of taking people out and stuff. That's just not the way it works. I'm not about that. I don't think anybody that is truly for change, to get our Constitution back to the way it is about that. Now, when it comes to defense, if we have to defend ourselves through the Second Amendment, yes, we have that Second Amendment, at least as it stands today, we have that. But as far as creating all this wacky stuff, no, we don't have that right. That's not something that we need to get into. And we can't sit there and fight with each other about what's going on. And for whatever reason, it seems like there are a few people who've been calling into your program while you've been sitting in for John, trying to get some provocateurs going. And I don't know what it is, but for whatever reason, it seems to be happening. And I just wanted to say that I like your message. You're well reasoned. I like your methodical thinking, and I just hope you keep it up and do a good job.
Well, John, thank you so much.
Take care.
Appreciate the sentiments. Should I get into this? Oh, no, I don't think I should get into this. You just got to understand. I think Jack said it perfectly well this morning. There's a lot of us that sit behind microphones, do what we do, because we have a passion for it. And he's absolutely correct. We are not motivated by the money in any way, shape, or form. The majority of us, all of us actually, do it for very little, if any money at all. It is a passion for this thing called freedom and liberty. It is a passion for obviously what we see going on around us, and we know ultimately what the end outcome is going to be if people aren't made aware of it. Can we change the system? This is where John Stadtmuller and I differ. To a point that we can educate people about what's coming, we can inform them about what's going on, but until we get a larger consensus of people that are actually prepared to get off their butts and do something about it, are we simply going to be our commentators? And that's the reason why I had to laugh the other day on the forum of Republic Broadcasting Network on the forum page. A poster wanted to know why is John shouting at us? Well, to be perfectly honest with you, there are times when you need to be shouted at. And it is just a passion. It's not berating anybody, but when you've had people that have given a good chunk of their lives and sacrificed their fortunes to pursue a mission, if you will, one would hope that they would get reciprocal support back again. Because I don't have to tell you this, and I don't know it for a fact. I just know the other radio stations that have similar programming on that I've worked for, it is a struggle each and every month to make the bills. And that's what makes us different to the mainstream left media and the mainstream right media. They are well-financed, they are well-funded, which explains why such a large majority of people are wandering around in the dark. And that those of us that are trying to decipher the mess of information that's out there do it for little or no remuneration at all, and as a matter of fact, we are expected to do it for free. Well, got bad news for you. Freedom is not free. And so when a host loses it from, well, I don't want to use the term lose it, because they don't lose it. It's just a passion that's coming out. And the frustration, if you will. And I understand the infighting. I understand the agent provocateur theory and the whole thing. But sometimes we do become our own worst enemies. I always revert back to the situation in Colorado with the tyranny response team, a grassroots effort, if ever there was one, that spread from coast to coast in a matter of hours. There were chapters of tyranny response team popping up everywhere that you could name. People wanted to get involved with it. But unfortunately, it was a leaderless organization. And although it had a huge impact, and then when I say a huge impact, here you're talking about a grassroots effort with no money that that defeated the million moms and that lunacy that they went on the Mother's Day thing. They wanted to turn Mother's Day into a political rally for the anti-gunners. But unfortunately, although the tyranny response team, if it was handled correctly, if it had the proper financing, would more than likely have been a great political force today, because our mission statement was we were going to respond to tyranny whenever it showed its head. In that instance, it was the Second Amendment. And so I can understand. Look, it happens. It happens within the structured parties of Republicans and Democrats, and it's just human nature. Just one of those things. Anyway, Paul, sorry for the rant. Hope you're still there.
I'm still here.
Okay.
Well, I came to your defense, Robbie. You're a gentleman, and I'm offering this for the previous callers. In the days of the Old Testament, the people thought it was a miracle when God made an ass to speak. Nowadays, it's a miracle if you can get one not to. Cheers, my friend.
Thank you so much. But we defend the right of the asses to speak. But that is, you've just got to understand, this is just, it's just human nature. And the reason why I laughed at when the one caller was talking about the fact that he could create all this thing, I'll never forget a show on this very network on W. Adam's going, oh no, don't tell this story. On WWCR, a guy called into the show, and at the time, black helicopters were the subject. And he had a way of, he says, I can bring down black helicopters. Well, this should be interesting. And he actually even sent me diagrams of his invention of hooking up the big dish satellites and connecting it to a microwave oven, and somehow it messed up with the electronics of black helicopters. As we like to say, tinfoil was just a tad too tight on that one. But I digress. I can understand. I empathize with the folks out there that get a little frustrated from time to time. And I understand how people like certain personalities and what have you, and dislike other ones, whatever the case is. And as far as people like Alex Jones, please God, there would be 1,000 Alex Jones on the media in America today. I wish there were 1,000 Jack Bloods out there every day. It's a small minority of us that are behind microphones that do what we do, who accept the fact that we've got a bullseye on our chest. I haven't said anything different today than I said a decade ago. It's exactly the same thing. We're talking. The only difference is, back then we had a Democrat in the White House. Now we got a Republican. But the passion for the subject hasn't changed one iota. It's still the same passion. It's still the same subject. I come at it, granted, from a different point of view. I come at it from an angle where I have seen the ultimate consequences of a people that are shamed into silence, and a people that become complacent and expect other people to do the heavy lifting without lending a hand. Because ultimately what happens is, as in my case, the communist won. And unfortunately, and I hate to repeat myself, America is following in the same footsteps that South Africa followed. Exactly the same. And we're not talking race here in any way, shape, or form. We're just talking about a people that have been shamed into silence by politicians who seem to think that they have all the answers to life's problems, which they don't. If they did, we wouldn't be in the mess we're in now. I mean, everybody was screaming and shouting about how we needed free drugs for seniors. Now, wherever that came from, God only knows. But they came out and they said, oh, yes, we can give free drugs to seniors at a cost of $400 billion. Well, guess what? Today we find out that the cost of this government largesse, which is coming out of your pocket, is close to $1 trillion. How did they miss it by so much? It's just the way life is. Anyway, we have Leslie from Virginia. Hi, Leslie.
Hi, Robbie. Great show. I really enjoy it. I tell you, you brought up the quote, what did you say? I'll defend with my life your right to say it.
Yep.
Well, it was a little Frenchman named Voltaire that made that statement.
There you go.
But I want to say you're doing a great job. What concerns me, we speak about liberty, but it also in the middle class is deteriorating in their financial worth. And it's increasing at enormous rates as far as taxes, regulation, and I think this is what has happened. There is the middle class is so stretched out today, and as you know, the savings rate speaks for itself. What is it, less than 2% now? And the bankruptcy levels are higher, the highest ever. We're coming under extremely economic turmoil right now, Robbie. And I think people have lost sight where this is taking us. And as you know what the consequences are if we don't get involved.
Yep. Oh, absolutely. I understand that as well. And I get emails from people saying, look, I want to support you guys, but I have no money. And you know, that's not the point that we're trying to make. I mean, everybody tries to equate it to money. But unless people actually start to get involved and start to do things and start to support certain initiatives and personally get involved, rather than being armchair patriots.
Well, here's a very simple one. We were just approached the public just recently by the president involving Social Security.
Oh, yes.
And as you know, since the Johnson administration, the Social Security funds have been funding governmental operations besides Social Security.
Sure.
And he's demanding reform. And wouldn't it be a real reform to get the politicians' hands out of Social Security that they've been doing, except in the last, in the 98 and 99, when Newt led the so-called Republican Revolution, they only stopped using Social Security for government operations. But wasn't that called misallocation of funding, Robbie?
Oh, sure. But you see, the thing is the reform that Social Security needs is a simple piece of legislation that allows people, if they desire, to opt out of the system.
Absolutely, Robbie. And the thing is, these politicians have used Social Security to fund their pet projects to get reelected term after term.
Yes.
And we all know the game, Robbie. And I really appreciate your patience and your professionalism in dealing with these most important issues that affect each and every one of us out here.
Oh, my pleasure, Leslie. Thank you.
Thank you.
Larry from Ohio. Hey, Larry.
Hello.
Hey, Larry.
Hi, Robbie.
How you doing, brother?
Oh, sorry you're having a hard day.
No, it's a fun day, believe it or not.
I hope I don't add to it here, but I just wanted to share a couple things. You've heard the phrase that the tree of liberty from time to time needs watering, blood of patriots, et cetera.
Yes.
Well, I wanted to mention here that, you know, John had started a long time ago with a guy named Mark Kernke.
Yes.
Who put out a number of videos and is in prison and denied parole and... You know, you guys are talking about money. I mean, his wife, I guess, is about to lose the house because they don't have any money.
Right.
But, you know, you're in a business venture here. I want people to research these things for themselves. You know, don't take my word for it. But hitech1 at bluemarble.net is the email address that I have. But, Robbie, you know, John got – you're in a business venture here. You mentioned COINTELPRO. He brought a COINTELPRO perp to GCN, and GCN had to boot him for a price-fixing scheme. I mean, this guy is not exactly the most savory one that you're working with here. I think Kernke's the hero and John's the zero here if you do your research.
I'm not following you. I missed you somewhere along the line.
All right. Well, you got to understand what's happened at Genesis Network. When Mark Kroenke was sent to prison, he had a radio program going on Genesis. Well, so did John. Interestingly enough, they're both called the Intelligence Report. And John specifically brought a COINTELPRO perp by the name of Stu Webb to Genesis, who ended up fighting with us and several others there at Genesis. And I had even called in to Alex Jones' show to point this out. Shirley, I don't know if you've heard the name of Fritz Springmeier or not, have you?
No.
Okay, Fritz Springmeier is one who documents Illuminists. And, you know, I know your previous guest wouldn't appreciate this stuff, but Illuminists and mind control and other things that she would put in the conspiracy realm category. But CIA mind control is factual. Anyway, I just want people to research these things because I think he's after money, and I don't think he's after truth, and there's an interesting history with Kroenke here that people really need to find out for themselves.
Well, I have to say I disagree with your premise. And if you want to banter on after the break, we surely will.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
We'll be right back.
day. Welcome back, my friends. I don't know what it is. Probably it's the year of the rooster. Today's the start of the year of the rooster. During the break, I went outside to see if it was a full moon. What is it, Nut Week? Are you people just picking on me today for whatever strange reason? And, well, that's weird. I can say something about what I know about. And what I know about the efforts of John Stadtmuller, Republic Broadcasting Network, is that they're attempting to make a difference in a crazy world in which we live in. And I can only base it on this, that we are having an impact. In other words, Republic Broadcasting Network is having an impact. It's causing people to get really uncomfortable out there. And it seems, and today's a typical example, that there are agents provocateurs, or whatever you want to call them, that are attempting to do what they always do, and that's simply discredit the message and discredit the mission of what Republic Broadcasting Network is all about and what the vision John Stadtmuller had. Now, I happen to know Mark Kornke. I happen to know the whole... I've known John Stadtmuller and Mark Kornke since the early 90s. I doubt that the last caller had as long an association with the so-called Patriot Movement as I have. And so subsequently, today's been an interesting 2 hours, even if I say so myself, because it illustrates not only, number one, the naivete of a lot of people there, and we give them a voice on this network. We don't screen any calls. None of those calls were screened. And we got them on the air, and they said their piece, even though it by and large was misinformation, and one could even go as far as to say slander in one instance. And it's not unique to Republic Broadcasting Network. It happens. I witnessed it even when Air America took the air. For whatever reason, conservatives were extremely frightened about Air America. And these are liberal. It's a liberal radio station. What do you got to fear from a liberal radio station, for goodness sake? But the smear machine was out there. Recently, there's a case, where the Swift Boat veterans. Yeah, I know some of you still believe what they have to say, but I know where they come from. Anyway, the truth marches on, my friends. And, all I can say is today's been an interesting 2 hours. Let's see if we can top it tomorrow, shall we? Till then, have a great day. See you, bye.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making
using bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.